Good evening. These are your RTL Today headlines at 7:30. I'm John Baker. The planned expansion of the Tanklux oil depot is causing renewed controversy in Grevenmacher and the surrounding area, with the council voicing their clear opposition to the project to almost double their capacity. A young neo-Nazi from Strassen who was involved in weapons offences, terrorist planning and extremist activities has been handed a sentence of 8 years, 6 of which are suspended, as well as a lengthy conditional probation. After 15 years of discussion, the green light has finally been given for the building of a brand new sports complex in Ham, incorporating 2 outdoor stadia and an indoor hall to replace the Jerzy Bartel Stadium. International news now, and a Colombian army general and an intelligence chief have been suspended following allegations they leaked sensitive information to a guerrilla leader, the Attorney General's office has informed AFP. And finally, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that he would only end his Ukraine offensive if Kyiv withdrew from territory Moscow claims as its own. Otherwise, his army would take it by force. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu. We've had overcast conditions for the entirety of the day, and this will continue into the nighttime, with a chance of some light showers at times before the mist comes back. The current temperature is around 3 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel somewhat cooler.